picking up on the last presentation, social media, data. Data is everywhere. This is not meant to scare you. This is not some kind of, you know, NSA type of presentation. But from the moment you got up this morning, when you turned on your television, whether it is cable or whether it is satellite, someone knows what you're watching. When you're walking down the hall here at the Four Seasons, you are being recorded. My voice is being recorded now. Everything we do on our tablets or on our computers, someone is watching. And normally when we're on websites and we're hovering over something, someone can look and say, oh, I think they're interested in that. So I'm going to put it up on an ad later on. Or it may be that there's a news article that we're reading, or we're downloading a book, or we're driving and we're on an Uber or on the new shared driving thing we have here in Austin. It's Fasten, if you're not familiar with it. So there's every single part of us really creates data all day long. So what do we do with that? Let me give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I flew to Brussels. I am an American Airlines Executive Platinum member. I fly all the time. I thought I knew my passport. I'm checking in early. I'm typing in my passport number. I get it wrong. So I couldn't figure out what I did wrong. So I went ahead and I did it again. I still got it wrong. So I called home. I got my husband. He got my passport, read my number. I put it in. I'm fine. No big deal. Check in the airline. No big deal. I go straight to the gate. When I'm getting on the plane, I am flagged for document control. I have never been flagged ever for anything. I'm very, very boring. So don't think that someone's not watching just because you hesitate or you put your passport number in wrong. They just want to make sure you really are who you are. So someone is always watching what we do. Now, what does that matter to us as trial lawyers?